Right, and I'm just going to give you a little context for Revelation 11. The first part speaks of the ministry of the two witnesses. Now, verse 13 begins to talk about this great earthquake. And the second and the third woes come quickly. So I'm going to read it to you. And the same hour there was a great earthquake, and a tenth part of the city fell. What city would that be? Jerusalem. And the earthquakes, and in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were frightened and gave glory to the God of heaven. Now the second woe is past. Okay, this is part of that gap between the sixth and the seventh seal and the trumpet judgments. Okay, they intersect. And the second woe is past, and behold, the third woe comes quickly. All right, here it is. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. He shall reign. Let's see in Daniel 7, because Daniel is often the key to interpreting the book of the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here we go. Daniel 7, 18 is, but the saints, okay, so here we are. We're in heaven. And these are the courts of heaven in the Ancient of Days. Okay, I'm going to start at verse 13. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Who opens the scroll? Who breaks open the seals? It's the Lamb. It's the Son of Man. It's Adam. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. And I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my heart troubled me. I came near to one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all of this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things. He says, these great beasts, which are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever and even forever. And this is because the Lord, it was the time that it was the time for the dominion to be given to the saints of the Most High. This is an insert on my part, okay? But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. And then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from the others, exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured in broken pieces and stamped the residue with his feet. All right, that's the last kingdom that opposes the Lord God Almighty. And of the ten horns that were in his head, and of the others which came up, and before whom there fell even of that horn that had eyes, and a mouth that spoke very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. And I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints, and prevailed against them until, here's the key verse, okay, until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came. This is according to the Ancient of Days. He designates the time. The time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, as this is preparation day for Shabbat. Isn't this interesting? That Israel, the timepiece of prophecy, and the 73rd birthday as a nation, really from 1947, but the birthday was in 1948, but the decree went forth in 1947, is now summing up. And this war, this is the most violent I've ever seen Jerusalem in my life, since I've been going there on a regular basis. Haven't the last couple of years, so I'm glad I'm not there. I can watch because of all the great news journalists that are over there covering this, and I can do an evaluation and assessment in a place of peace, and looking at the through the lenses of the prophetic revelation in the Holy Scriptures. So on preparation day for the Sabbath, as we're getting ready, for the Queen of the Sabbath is the Bride of Christ. As we're getting ready for the Sabbath, the rest of the Lord, we're getting our garments ready. The King is coming. Get ready.